You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
And welcome back. It is the WXCO Morning Report on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. I am Chad Holmes. It is Wednesday, September the 17th of 2025. We'll be joined by Ian Welsh coming up in just a few moments, but it is our monthly meeting with the City of Wausau Sustainability, Energy, and Environment Committee. Very happy to welcome back Jean Abreu and also Carol Lukens. Ladies, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, it is September, mid-September. Mm-hmm. It, weather-wise, it doesn't feel like it. It's been warm this week, but we're going to look ahead to autumn and look ahead to fall. Mm-hmm. And specifically, we're going to talk a little bit about leaves, aren't we?
We sure are.
All right. Well, let's talk about this. First of all, why? Why should they not remove their leaves?
Think about this. All summer, the tree has been pouring energy into producing these leaves. And where is it getting the energy? Obviously from sunlight, but also from minerals and whatnot from the soil. And so your leaves are like liquid gold, stored gold. They contain energy and resources that when they fall back down to the earth, go back into the earth. They feed the insects, they feed the earthworms, they become humus for the soil. And so when we take our leaves away, it's like we're taking a nutrient away from our trees, from our soil, a nutrient that the trees have been busy producing.
Is it simply the cycle of life in a lot of ways?
It would be. We have gotten used to removing everything and having this perfect little green lawn. And lawns aren't even native to our area. So going back to the natural, when we remove everything, when we remove the leaves, we remove all sorts of beneficial insects as well with those leaves. And so compared to when I was a child and we would see fireflies out at night, or we would drive to another state and our car would be plastered with bugs. That doesn't happen anymore.
And some people are saying, oh, that's great. We don't want bugs all over ourselves. But that is wrong in so many different ways. And in some of the notes that you provided, you kind of put it out there really specifically. Mm-hmm. Insects are in dire trouble.
Yes, and they are the little guys that make everything work. Mm. But it's so easy for us to not really think that way. Well, we've also grown up with commercials showing how bad insects are and how we can get rid of them and whatnot.
Yeah.
They are really the guys who keep the environment working.
And big numbers. 40% of all insect species have declined globally. Another 33% are endangered. I mean, those are huge numbers. And we don't think about the number of insects there really are out there. There are many, many insects. Mm-hmm. And those numbers, what does that mean?
It affects humans very importantly. So one, and just before I get to humans, it does affect birds. I know there are so many people that love to watch the birds. And birds depend on those insects to eat. Even mosquitoes. We need mosquitoes, much as none of us like them. But insects, we also, for humans, we depend on those to pollinate the crops that we eat. And like one-third of our crops depend upon pollinators. So they pollinate the crops that feed us, they control pests, they clean up wastes, they improve the soil health, and they're an incredibly important food source for many other species.
You also note that, I mean, this is amazing. I think in terms of statistics that I was not aware of, and I think not a lot of people may be aware of, how many birds have simply disappeared from our planet recently?
A lot. Our bird populations are dropping, and it's really frightening. I used to, when I was a kid, I would see a meadowlark almost on every fence post as we were driving in the country. I haven't seen a meadowlark for 15 years now. So the bird populations are definitely in decline.
Carol, how many have disappeared?
More than one in four birds have disappeared in the last 50 years. Nearly 3 billion, with a B, not million, but billion birds due to loss of habitat and food sources such as insects.
That is an amazing number. And frankly, I was not aware of that. And I don't think many people may be aware of that. Again, everything builds upon each other. The insects, the birds, humans. It really is vitally important. And when you see different insects disappearing, when you see different birds disappearing, it changes the base of the earth. Let's get back to the main topic here today, which again is about leaving your leaves. And again, it shows a small item can lead to big things or big consequences, good or bad. What can we do in terms of this time of year?
Well, first of all, you can rake them into maybe a corner of your yard, because through the winter, they will kind of collapse. So, your big pile will shrink down to nothing. And so I have a couple of spots where I rake my leaves to, and then I let them do their thing. And then that becomes mulch for next year's garden.
But do not mulch them, though. I used to mulch my leaves, but I have since learned that when we mulch them, then we also may be destroying the bumblebees that nest in them, or bird. I guess we wouldn't destroy birds right then, but birds do forage in them, but butterflies overwinter in them. Mm-hmm. Fireflies do. So please do not mulch them. But, right, like I leave them in my yard. I also may spread them in a garden. They're great for that, or around plants. Don't get rid of them if you can help it. Do not take them to the yard waste site. Do not mulch them. However, some people, like Jean, has many more leaves than I do. So if you just leave them in your yard, right, it gets to be too much. So then the good thing is to do like Jean did, pile them in a couple piles and in your yard, or put them around the perimeter of your yard in a garden. But that helps protect those insects that are in them.
We will have more with Carol Lukens and Jean Abreu from the Sustainability, Energy, and the Environment Committee coming up at 722 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
And good morning once again, everyone. Welcome back. It is the WXCO Morning Report, part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on 98.9 WXCO. I am Chad Holmes. Again, Ian Welsh will be joining us in just a little bit. But today we are spending some time talking to the City of Wausau Sustainability, Energy, and the Environment Committee members, Jean Abreu and Carol Lukens. And as we get into the fall months, it is time to save time, reduce your workload by leaving your leaves. Yes, leave your leaves. And that's our topic here this morning with Carol and Jean. I noticed as well in some of the materials prepared the term pollinators again. It seems like that's been something that's been a constant thread in a lot of these discussions. Could you explain again about the pollinators and the importance of them, especially now with what we're talking about here today?
So we so need pollinators. Again, when we shred the leaves, it destroys even pollinator eggs, caterpillars, chrysalises in the leaves. And pollinators, we depend upon those for our food source. And Chad, it's as you said earlier, when we lose one species, there's another species that depends upon that. Then that species was at risk of being lost. And on it goes. It's the web. So we need the pollinators more than they need us. We need them. And if we lose more, we've lost a lot. What we need to do is regain them. So we need to protect them as much as possible. And that leads to one other thing, even if you have plants, in the fall, a lot of people like to tidy up their gardens and cut down their plants, but that's not good either because a lot of these insects overwinter in the plants. And so the best thing to do, if you would like, is break the sticks off, the dried sticks, maybe at leave them like knee level at least, leave those. And the other, with the rest of it, again, don't get rid of it. Don't get rid of the leaves. Don't get rid of your plants. Actually, you could just scatter those in your garden. So they'll remain on your property and they're beneficial. And then you're also not getting rid of any insects that might be overwintering in them.
It sounds like, and again, there's so much I don't know about a lot of these issues, but it sounds as though a lot of these insects and other species that we want to keep within our midst for the future, it sounds like a blanket.
It does. And so, like, even if we have a snowfall, then there's still this airspace, and that airspace is warmer, like you said. And so that's where a lot of the insects live. So if we remove the leaves, we're losing the structure of a covering.
When you do anything that's different than what people have done for years, and one of the things people do for years is they rake up those leaves and they haul them away, and they feel like, oh, we can't have all those leaves, it makes the place look a little messy. What do you tell the folks? I mean, because habits are hard to break, no matter what it may be. When you do have discussions about some of these issues and you see people that say, well, I've always done it this way, how do you try to get them to think, maybe open the minds a little bit? Because you can't tell people, hey, this is what you got to do, because that doesn't work. How do you have these discussions with people who have done things one way for so many years?
It's a slippery slope. Once you maybe have a few little pollinator plants and all of a sudden you have a few butterflies, it is this slippery slope, like, ooh, how can I encourage more? So for me, that's what it's been. I started out not knowing a lot, but I got interested, and that interest has grown, and now I'm doing your own research, and you start doing things to promote wildlife in your own yard. And that's, you know, our insects are part of our wildlife, and they bring other animals, toads and birds, interesting spiders. And so I would say, if we can help a person to discover the wonder of introducing pollinator plants and starting to look at the insects, the rest kind of falls into place.
And Carol, what about you? Anything that you have found to be effective in these discussions?
Well, I think sometimes people can be intimidated to feel like, oh my gosh, I'm doing it wrong or whatever. And for me, I still remember being a young kid trimming the grass with the little clippers, and I cut a walking stick in half. Obviously, that impacted me in some way because I still remember that, right? And now, like, I never see walking sticks. I used to use chemicals years ago. I mean, for me, it's been an education. The more I learn, I keep learning. And like Jean said, you start small. You start with one thing. So I guess in those conversations, you don't have to do everything. You don't have to do everything right. It's all about learning.
The process.
Yeah, it's a constant learning process. And I mean, I think if there was any ask I could ask of people to start with, it would be, please stop using pesticides, herbicides, fungicides, like only use them whenever absolutely necessary. Please stop using those because the mosquito fogging of lawns, like, please stop using those because they kill so much else. So it's one good place to start. But then we have resources through the Sustainability Committee. There are lots of resources. And again, I am not an expert. I've been learning as much as I can, little by little and by trial and error. So I think that's the thing. Yes, it can be hard to break those habits, but the more you start seeing the insects and the butterflies in your yard and the flowers. And it actually, it takes much less work. You don't have to do that work. You can leave it. And then you see the flowers. That's why I love native perennials, because I don't have to plant plants, but I get to enjoy watching all the beauty. So I think that's one of the big things, is let go of the work and enjoy your time.
We will have a few more moments with Jean Abreu and Carol Lukens of the WASA Sustainability, Energy, and the Environment Committee coming up at 7:52. More of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow coming up on 98.9 WXCO. Welcome back. It is the WXCO Morning Report, parts of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow here on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. I am Chad Holmes, joined by Ian Welsh. Hump Day Wednesday, September the 17th. And this morning, we're spending quite a bit of time talking to members of the City of WASA Sustainability, Energy, and the Environment Committee, talking about some of the issues that they are facing, and also just generally talking about this time of year. And one of the issues we've been talking about is to save time and reduce your workload by leaving your leaves, and learning some interesting information. I did not know how many birds have disappeared around the globe in the last 50 years, nearly 3 billion birds. Again, just amazing how everything that we do within our environment does have consequences for now and also in the future. So a few more minutes with Jean Abreu and Carol Lukens, and started off by Carol adding one more aspect about the leaves here in the fall. If you have too many, there's always an answer to that as well.
One other thing I just wanted to add, if possible, is if someone really has too many leaves that they can't even keep in the perimeter of their yards, mm-hmm. give them to your neighbors if they'll accept them. Mm-hmm. You know, oftentimes in my neighborhood, people are raking their leaves to the street and I'm raking them back into my yard. So,
this popped into my mind again. I know such little about so many of these topics, but is there a proper way to have your leaves on your property? Is there a way, or does it really matter? Because is there a thickness of the leaves? I'm just maybe asking a question that may be silly, but no. Is it just the natural way is the best way, I guess?
I try to spread them out. I have a pollinator garden in my front yard, so I try to spread them out to, you know, cover, just kind of cover. But sure. I mean, I don't know that there really is, unless you don't, if you don't want too many in a spot, because depending upon what your yard is like, but not that I know of.
And I guess finally, you mentioned the importance of trying to avoid pesticides and herbicides and fungicides. For folks that, you know, they know no other way, who do they talk to? Where do they get more information? How, say they know one way of doing it. Mm-hmm. How do they, and they may be interested in trying to do things differently. Who do they talk to find out more information?
There are some really good organizations out there. Xerces is one, Xerces, Xerces, and I will send you some links too, but Xerces.
But I saw you in your notes, and I think this way through the UW Extension.
Oh, yes, I'm sorry. UW Extension, good idea. Yes, UW Extension. There are some organizations online. There is another one called Beyond Pesticides. Monarch Joint Venture. I mean, they will have links to others as well. But yes, UW Extension.
Very good. And again, you are going to be providing some links with some great information. We will add those to our show notes, as every day we do put up our WXEO Morning Report as a podcast, just at WXEO.fm. You'll see it right on the right-hand side near the top of the screen. Just click on today's podcast, which will be up just after 9 o'clock this morning, and then we will have a number of different links you can click on and learn more information as we get into the fall month. So I guess bottom line is, when those leaves fall, let it cover. Nice little blanket in your backyard.
Yes, leave your leaves. Yes, yeah. Leave your leaves.
Any final thoughts, anything we missed here this morning or else before we wrap it up?
Just don't mulch them, but leave your leaves and you know, keep learning. Just keep learning. That's all that it's about. And thank you so much too for this opportunity, because it is so important for all of us.
And folks, check out those links again in our show notes as part of the podcast. Carol Lukens, Jean Abreu, thank you both for being with us, and I'm sure we'll see you again very soon.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And also, again, if you're somebody that wants, I guess one final thing is, if you're somebody that cares about this, you're always looking for folks to volunteer for this committee, correct? Because the City of Wausau Sustainability, Energy, and the Environment Committee, go to the City of Wausau website and you can basically apply there, correct?
Yes. And attend any of our meetings, we would welcome it.
Fantastic. So again, Carol Lukens and Jean Abreu from the City of Wausau Sustainability, Energy, and the Environment Committee. And another example, and I think we talk so often about in this era the importance of democracy and the importance of being involved. And these are two women who are involved in, as we kind of finished up with, you can be involved as well. It can be on this committee. It can be on other committees. We just saw recently the former mayor of Wausau, Katie Rosenberg, signing up through the website. Went to the City of Wausau website and said, I was interested in being a member of the Police and Fire Commission. And Mayor Doug Denny appointed her to the position. And it doesn't have to be somebody like the former mayor. It could be somebody that just cares about the community. And it could be the community of Wausau. It could be the community of Rothschild, Schofield, Weston, Cronin-Wetter, throughout central Wisconsin. Be involved. That's the only way during these, I think, troublesome times that democracy can be saved. Coming up in our next segment, our next local segment, it will be our final segment of the day. And it will be an opportunity to hear from Ian Welsh. And Ian will be playing the number for the day quiz again. Yep, he is 1 for 2 so far this week. And we will have Ian join us and do that coming up as well. I am Chad Holmes. It is the WXEO Morning Report here on 98.9 WXEO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
And welcome back. It is the WXCO Morning Report, part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, here on 98.9 WXCO. Online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Beautiful start here in North Central Wisconsin. Live from our studios at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street, partly cloudy skies, 66 degrees is the temperature. So again, it looks like it's going to be a nice day. There is a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms this afternoon, but otherwise mostly sunny, warm. Darn right hot, 86 degrees expected today. I am Chad Holmes with Ian Welsh. Ian, we have not had a chance to hear from you after my three segments talking environmental issues and
those leaves. It's been a very busy morning.
Yep, so what's going on with you? Good morning.
Good morning, Chad. Well, Last night at Center Stage, we actually had our first official run-through of everything in the show, and I was a little nervous about it. At the end of the night, we were at the top of our game. We were having lots of fun, and it all came together. The important thing now is not to peak too early. You just keep going up and don't go down.
That is right, and I think that's you and the Milwaukee Brewers are both thinking that way. So
yeah,
don't peak too early. Brewers won again last night.
Yay, Brewers.
Yeah, and the thing is, Freddie Peralta won his 17th game, and he's having a great season. I hope he gets close. I hope he can get to 20. That would be, you don't see that very often anymore. And I think he's been caught a little under the radar. He has become a true ace for the Brewers, and that's what you need when you get to the playoffs. You need that top pitcher you can count on to go out there and win a big game. But he has been stellar so far. So the Brewers closing in as they try to get that National League Central Division Championship and also try to get that best record in the National League and in baseball so they get home field advantage throughout the playoffs. So, again, some big games still to come for the Brewers as they continue their series later with the Los Angeles Angels.
How many more games do they have left?
Man, there's not too many left. The exact number, I'm not sure, but I think there's less than 2 weeks to go in the regular season. So usually the regular season ends before the end of September. So the Brewers is really getting close to the end. They are 92-59. So that means there are 11 games remaining. So just 11. That's not many at all. And 11 games to go. If they win 8 of those games, they could get to 100 wins, and they've never won 100 games. And they're pretty much unless things really go sideways, a pretty good lock to get the most wins ever in franchise history.
Yeah.
Also, a story that you can check out the details at WXCO.FM makes me feel old because Newman Catholic has named a new girls basketball coach, and it's Katie Gaich. And the thing is, Katie Gaich was known as Katie Tehan when she went to school at Newman, and she was a great basketball and track and field athlete at Newman Catholic. My first year covering Newman Catholic High School basketball was in the 2001-2002 season, and the Cardinals won their first ever state championship that year, and she was a starter on that team. That was her senior year, and now she has moved forward, and she is now the head girls basketball coach. She'll try to do what she did as a player, now as a coach. So it's one of those nice things to see. That Newman has a lot of graduates who go on to coach. Paul Mickleg, who is the football coach and the track and field coach, he is a graduate of Newman. Jeff Gress, who is now the boys basketball coach. He was my co-host on the Big High School Sports Show for a number of years, but he's returned to coaching this year. So he'll be the boys basketball coach. He's a graduate of Newman Catholic as well. So a lot of the coaches at Newman seem to have that Cardinal blood in them, graduates and then sticking around and then coaching and teaching the next generation of students. So congratulations to Katie Gaich. She was an outstanding girls basketball player, and it was a lot of fun watching her. In fact, when they won that state championship, that was so long ago that they still played the state tournament at the UW Fieldhouse. So it was like a long time ago, but now she'll try to add more glory as a coach like she did as a player.
Awesome.
Let's go right to the number for the day. You're 2 out of 3 so far this week. So you're already clinched a I'm 1 out of 2.
Yeah.
I'm giving you one for today already. No, you're 1 out of 2 so far this week. So if you get it right today, you'll earn a passing grade for the week.
Yes.
And you'll be another step forward towards a winning week. Yesterday, we were talking about Robert Redford, and he was our number for the day. And when we were talking about Robert Redford, you mentioned a movie that I was not aware of that he was in, which was?
Captain America and the Winter Soldier.
That is right. That was.
Did you watch it last night?
I did not watch it last night, but at some point I may have to. But from 2014. The number for the day today is Captain America, the Winter Soldier, was Robert Redford's biggest box office hit. I mean, of all the movies that he was in his illustrious career, that was the biggest box office. And the number for the day is, what did Captain America, the Winter Soldier, gross worldwide? after being released in 2014.
Okay.
So the gross box office for Captain America, The Winter Soldier.
All right.
Your choices are $614.4 million, $714.4 million, $814.4 million.
Okay. I'm going to say $714.4
billion. Million.
Final, sorry, million. That's my final answer. I'm going to say 714.4.
The answer is Captain America, The Winter Soldier, grossed $714.4 million.
Oh, I got it so right.
Two out of three.
Passing week.
We will see you later for the Big High School Sports Show, 6 till 8 p.m.
That's right.
And everybody else, I hope you come back for the Big High School Sports Show. We'll have Jason Wodzinski, the Merrill coach, and Corbin Enzenroth, the DC Ever Senior, as our guest. So we'll talk to you later. Pat Kreitel coming up next.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.